Father, thank you for this privilege of giving this message to your children. We know that it is sobering, it is heart-searching, but we need that kind now and then, more now than then. For Lord, this helps us to be better Christians, to know that we'll have to give an account of all of our life, our deeds, our words, and how we handle our time, our talents, and even our treasures. We squandered them and wasted them on ourselves, selfish living. Oh Lord, we pray this morning, help us to have on the ledger, the books of heaven, our account in the black and not in the red. But we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, as we come to the close of this lesson, we pray, Lord, that thou wouldst speak to the hearts of each and every one of us, how to more wisely handle our time and to be very faithful in use of our talents which you have entrusted to us, and also of the treasures and earthly possessions you have placed at our disposal. Lord, we know that one day we will give an account. And there are those who are unsaved who are here this morning, Lord, who have to give an account of every deed of their body and the thoughts of their mind. And when they stand before you on that day, it'll be an awesome time in the white throne judgment when they have all of their record exposed and have to give an account to how they wasted and squandered and abused and misused their time and talents and treasures. And they would not live for you nor serve you. Lord, let it be so this morning that the lost soul outside of Jesus Christ will come to a place of conviction that leads to repentance and entrusting faith in the merits of Calvary and in your mercy, that they will be pardoned and forgiven and cleansed and given a new, clear, clean slate to begin fresh all over again, a brand new life in Christ, in whose precious name we pray. Amen.
Father, thank you this morning for filling our hearts anew in the faith with so much of your faith until we don't have room to doubt. There's no room for doubt to get in. We want to be the people of faith because we know that faith pleases you and faith honors you, and without faith it's impossible to please you. Sanctify this word to our hearts, and may it benefit us spiritually and those who are lost and undone without God, without hope in this place this morning. May somehow the word of God, having been planted in their heart, put in their saving faith that they this day will be born again, saved and redeemed and washed from their sins in your precious blood, Lord Jesus, and walk out of here new creatures in Christ to walk a brand new life and with a brand new heart and with a new hope that maketh not ashamed. For we ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Father, I thank you. I thank you for your wonderful love and matchless grace. You gave your Son who gave his life. You have given us eternal life. You give us, you said, I give unto you power over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Thank you for giving us that power. We need even more. Stand up in us, Jesus. Make us strong for yourself. Help us to be a real tribute to your cause, and that we will be no reproach or shame to your name of your workmanship being done in us. People, when they see, Lord, what we have been made by you, they're going to take note that this is beyond the natural. This is the supernatural. This is a miracle of what you have wrought in us. And we give all of the glory to you for what you have done so far. And we thank you what you're fixing to do for us, making us so that we will be a church, a glorious church, without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, but that we should be holy and without blame before thee in love.
Thank you, Lord, for accomplishing thy perfect will. And those times when we've doubted the possibility of these things ever taking place in us, Lord, I pray that you will root out and yank out by the roots every doubt and all unbelief, and put us again on the faith line, where we will see that the impossible is made possible to those who believe. You said, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. So we stand against doubt, and we believe that you purge it out so that we can walk with you in unwavering faith, the kind of faith that will not doubt, that cannot waver. But we ask it in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, for any soul that is here this morning unsaved, our gospel isn't hidden from them that don't believe. The devil's blinded their minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine into their heart. Rebuke that thief, Lord, that mind blinder, and let faith rise in their heart this morning to get gloriously saved and changed and transformed. Because you said, he that believeth shall be saved. You said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Lord, help them to lay hold to the word this morning and become a new creature in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Lord, we remember even the man whose son was demon-possessed. And he said to you, Lord, if you can do anything, help us. And Lord, we remember how you corrected his statement and said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And then the man's pitiful cry, Lord, I do put myself on faith side. Help thou my unbelief. And we're praying this morning, Lord, that anyone that has any unbelief in their heart that is limiting the answer to prayer, help them to get shed of it, root it out. And Lord, put us on the faith line, because we know that faith honors you and unbelief dishonors you. Doubt dishonors you. And cause us to believe for miracles and signs and wonders and the mighty outpouring of your Spirit in this place, to see your power and your glory as we have seen you in the sanctuary. But we ask it in Jesus' name. Be there a soul here this morning unsaved. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ be presented in such clear and simple terms that they'll be glad to believe and receive you as their Savior and leave out of here a new creature in Christ. In whose name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Father, may these words not only make us more sober in our thinking, sober in our approach to the Word of God, but to take your word for full value, for face value, that you said what you meant and you meant what you said. And Lord God of heaven, cause us to recognize that unbelief comes from Satan himself. And he tries to feed that even into the minds of us who are believers, to make null and void and powerless and empty our witness and our testimony to this wicked generation. We know there are people coming here that are bound by habits and bound by sins and bound with all kinds of filthiness and immorality that they cannot be purged and cleansed from except the supernatural miracle working power of God is released into their spirit and soul and body. And let enough of your presence and power and faith in the people of God's hearts be here manifested to release that power to set the captives free, that they'll know there is reality in our testimony. Because our testimony is only saying what you said and believing that what you spoke is eternally the truth. Father, help this morning sinners, backsliders, and those who've been doubting, Lord, to get cleaned up and straightened up this very day, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we pray that you purge out of our heart any unbelief, because unbelief insults you. It makes you out as though you were a liar. It makes your word that is true and makes it as though it were untrue. And Lord, we know there are even those who say that there is no place of punishment after this life is over, the no hellites. We know, Lord, that their unbelief does not put the fire out. We ask you this morning, Lord, for every soul that is unsaved in our midst, everyone outside of the family of God. You're not willing that any of them should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Grant it to be so this morning that faith will find its lodging place in their heart as they heard the gospel, that they this day will really receive you to be their only Savior and start out a brand new glorious life as a child of God and have at the end of this life the home that you're going to prepare for them that love you to be in heaven forever. Because simple trusting faith, we receive pardon and cleansing. Faith in your blood, Lord Jesus, we know will wash us whiter than snow. And thank you, Lord, that you put it in our hearts when we repented of our sins. Give people, Lord, who are unsaved this morning, a repentant heart, and then you will give them the gift of faith. But we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we know that even amongst us this morning, there are those who are unsaved. And they're not saved this morning because they have not really believed your word concerning your dying on the cross of Calvary for our sins. They'd rather that a church would save them, or the sacraments to save them, or their good works to save them. They totally bypass your bearing our sins and your body on the tree. Lord, just ignoring what you had done there, as though it had never been necessary and essential to their soul salvation. Lord, such unbelief that the devil has put in people's hearts, I pray this morning you'll purge it out and cause people to take you at your word, because we know there is no deliverance and no freedom from sin and from his punishment and his penalty and from his terrible effects upon the soul, body, mind, and spirit in this life except through the cross. Oh God, take the blindness away from hearts today. Cause the lost to be saved, the backslider to be reclaimed, and the children of God's faith to be strengthened when we realize, Lord, that the enemy will try to steal away faith from our heart by stealing the Word of God out of our heart. Rebuke the devourer, the thief this morning, and may the Word of God have full right away and in its full strength bless every one of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this word tonight. We know in some areas it has some sobering thoughts to us about rewards for faithfulness of service, that we are to use what we have or lose it. And this is only to open our eyes to see, Lord, that we've been slothful and dilatory and negligent, that we'll get with it so that we're not going to come out short in that day. And Lord God, may this motivate all of us to be doing more fervent and faithful service and get with it. Lord, we know your coming is near, and we don't want to see anybody forfeit or lose anything they have. So we've just opened our heart and opened your word and not held anything back from them that was profitable. May they take this and it be a blessing to them and motivate and stir some that have been slothful. And Lord, we'll thank you for the answer. Now give us journey mercies to our homes. Keep us in the love of God until we meet again. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. And all said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.
Father, we sure thank you that you have a will for everyone, a plan, a purpose for all of your redeemed children. There are none of us who are misfits and none of us who are of little or no significance to you. You love everyone. And Lord, we pray that you will help us as we inquire of you for your will, that we will fulfill it. We want to be in the center of your will and in the hollow of your hand, and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. So, Lord, you said, I will guide thee by my eye. I will lead thee in the way that thou shouldest go. Thank you for the promise, and we know you'll do what you have promised. And now, Lord, watch over all of us as we go to our several homes. Keep us in the love of God until we meet again, for we ask it in Jesus' name, and all said, amen. Good night. God bless you till we meet again.